Melissa, you know, a lot of times we're used to thinking about radiation therapy when we have any kind of cancer involving the bone. What about myeloma and radiation therapy as opposed to these kinds of procedures like kyphoplasty?
Yeah, well, I mean, kyphoplasty is very specific for compression fractures that are painful. That is the indication. But in myeloma, actually, it's a disease that is very sensitive to radiation. We are using it less and less because we have more effective therapies. But still, there's a role for radiation to treat localized disease. For example, if a patient presents with a plasmacytoma in the spine that is compressing the spinal cord, that is an oncologic emergency, and that patient needs to be treated with radiation, and you can start, you know, the treatment concomitantly. So for plasmacytomas, isolated plasmacytomas, or a patient that has a plasmacytoma in a critical place, then radiation therapy still has a role.
Raphael?
You know, if I could just expand on what Melissa is saying, is that the nursing staff plays a very important role here. Unlike other cancers, we use radiation sparingly. You know, we use the word spot welding when we go about treating those areas in myeloma. And this is quite different for most other cancers. Our patients are unable to get further therapies because they don't have blood counts. And every now and then we see a consult of someone who got whole pelvic radiation or, you know, a very comprehensive spine irradiation, which was probably a good thing locally, not a good thing systemically. And it's really a challenge. So one of the things I always ask as a team, we decide, do we really need to do radiation? Again, it plays a role. One has to be very judicious in myeloma.